This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you have not been outside, I ran downstairs during the news to see about the front, and it has definitely come through. It is windy and colder than cold outside. It's 52, but with the wind, it feels like 41. And we have reached our high temperature for today. With the winds, it's going to feel cold all day long. So you heard, I think it was Brooke Laser earlier, talking about wear your heavy coat. You're going to need it today because that wind's going to cut right through you. Highs tomorrow of 51 after a chilly start, then a real cold start Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, highs of 57. And then as you go into New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, it's going to be chilly that evening with lows around 39, 44 degrees, somewhere in that area. So leading up to midnight, it's going to be chilly. You have to bundle up, then going up to mid-60s on New Year's Day. Christy Trail joins us, Executive Director of Pontchartrain Conservancy. Good morning, Christy, and Happy New Year. I can tell you early, I guess, right?
Yeah, of course. Good morning, Tommy, and I'm trying to stay warm over here.
I'm telling you, it's chilly. Tell me about CowPop, if you will, please.
Sure, CowPop. That's an acronym. You want to take a stab at what it stands for?
I would be cheating because I'm looking at it. It's Comprehensive Aquatic Litter Plan for Orleans Parish.
There you go. That's our new grant that we received from the federal government, from NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. We're super excited to kick it off. And it's all about reducing litter in our waterways.
How do you go about doing, first of all, how much of a problem is litter in the waterways? Because on a day like today, especially, Christy, we're talking about the weather. I really was surprised by the number of plastic bags that I saw blowing around. I shouldn't have been, but it really seemed excessive today. I don't know if it's got anything to do with the holidays or not, but as I was driving in early this morning.
Yeah, that wind can really be a problem. And you may remember a couple years ago, back in 2018, the city did a pretty comprehensive push to clean out a lot of the storm drains and catch basins. They pulled out 72 million pounds of trash from our drainage system, and 93,000 pounds of that was Mardi Gras beads. So that just tells you we've got a problem. We know we do. A lot of it's not intentional. As you mentioned, some of these plastic bags, it's just from the wind. It knocks over garbage cans. Those things are light. They blow around. But nonetheless, when they get in our storm drains and in our waterways, they end up in the lake. They blow out to the Gulf. So it just continues to be a problem, not only for drainage, but also harmful to our marine life. So that's where we really want to try to focus on reducing that.
So how do you go about doing that, Christy, reducing it and keeping it out of the water?
Well, so we've got
the drains, actually, because it gets in the drains and it gets in the water.
Right. So we've got a multi-pronged approach that we're going to try to do here. So, I mean, step one is really trying to prevent any litter from happening in the first place. So that's working with community members and schools. We're going to do a big intensive push with some schools and do some education around what litter is, how it happens, how it gets there, and how can we prevent it. So doing things like keeping lids on trash cans when it's windy out there, like let's take some measures to keep it in there and make sure that litter doesn't get on the ground and blow into our waterways, especially when it rains. And then we will also be installing some devices in waterways. Again, this project really is focused on City of New Orleans, Orleans Parish. So installing some devices in our storm drains, over our storm drains and waterways, to capture any litter that does get in there. And so we'll be partnering with Sewage and Water Board and the city to do that, installing what are called litter getters, and they're booms placed across the canals, as well as drain interceptors over about 40 storm drains throughout the city.
I'm sorry, is this augmenting something that's there already, Christy, or is this new?
It's a little bit of both. So we've tried and tested this a few times, kind of pilot projects. We've got a few litter getters installed in some storm drains, storm canals around town. During Mardi Gras, we've tried a few of these litter interceptors just to see, like, if they're effective, if they're going to do the job. And I think with our pilot projects, we've now decided it's worth doing a full push. And so with this funding from NOAA and partnering with Sewage and Water Board, We're going to be working for 3 years now to install devices, do some educational work in schools and with the communities, and see if we can really make a difference, which we are hoping that we definitely will. Because as I mentioned, you know, the millions of tons of not just beads, but litter that gets into our storm drains, it's a problem for us when it does rain. We need those storm drains to function to keep us from flooding.
So if you're going to leave people with one thought, what would it be? Or a couple of thoughts. You can have more than one.
Well, of course, there's a couple. I mean, you know, in the day-to-day course of life, we want to keep litter off the ground and make sure that when it does get windy and rain, that it doesn't end up in our waterways. But also those preventative measures that we can do with things like recycling, keeping trash out of the trash, and ways that we can recycle and find other uses for those materials as well. And then when it comes to Mardi Gras, let's do the things that we can do to make Mardi Gras a bit more sustainable. Beads that end up on the ground, they'll wash down into storm drains and again end up in our storm drains and clog them when it rains, which we need to keep them free flowing. So let's make sure we're collecting those. If we're not going to use those beads, put them in a recycle bin. Or for the crews out there throwing, let's find some more sustainable throws that keep those beads off the ground.
Thank you, Christy. Appreciate it. You do have a happy new year, okay?
Thank you, Tommy. You
Thank you. You bet. Christy Trail, Executive Director of Pontchartrain Conservancy. And I spent some time in Austin earlier this year, and it's at some of the stores. And it depends on what part of Austin you're in, I guess, depending on the district or council district, however it works. I forgot exactly how it was zoned, but at some places you got to pay extra for a plastic bag. And I never thought that I would be in favor of that. But when you look at, and look, I'm not a tree hugger or anything else. I do believe in keeping the place clean. But when you look at all the plastic bags that are flying around, and that's going to be there forever. And people are not, if they're not going to be dependable enough to clean up after themselves, and maybe you keep them from getting in the first place, I don't know. How do y'all feel about that? 504-260-1870. I know in some very progressive areas they have found a way to do away with some of the litter. Hawaii, for example, you got to pay if you get a plastic bag there. I think some places in the UK as well. We'll talk to Billy Nungesser at the Rose Bowl Den, getting ready for the Rose Bowl Parade when we come back. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.